more than Gomer Visovir, the Rav Nachman. I mean, what could be more than Gomer Visovir of Rav Nachman? Some of them, because Rav Nachman was not a son of them. Cannot be a son of them, Rav Nachman is awesome. Rav Yudhe Eimeir, Echon Meir Chochom, Michal Dahanach Kodu, Omer Rabin Edmiz, Dimiz Beru Visavir, Kri Lachav Minai Yibin Eshi Gomer Visovir. Avu Trei, Avu Gam Lui Bire, Kim Nechemitu Esav, Umash Mavada, Di Chochem, Di Shori Yechidu Lerab Yudhe, Davke Bisomuch, Di Mikomo Visovir Bechud, כי אנחנו נסוזה סגה, אם כן איך בואי בתוות יש אחד מהי גומר וסובר, ואומן די גומר וסובר בלכות אישור המדרה, ומה לא נצטר עם השניים, ומה היא קומר איך את מהחוכם מוקם שאין חוכם? So, all that follows from the Gemara because the Ram reads the text of the Gemara in prayers that way. Rabbi Yudhe Eimeya, Rabbi Yudhe Eimeya, איך את מהם חוכם? Rabbi Yudhe So Mokim Shein Chochom is the hemshech of Rabbi Yudah's of Rabbi Yudah's member. Because there is another pshat. Because the Gemara says Kibu Matirin Esaneder Bimokim Shein Chochom. So Mele we could say like this: Rabbi Yudah Eimeir Echod Mem Chochom. See, we don't have any punctuations in the Gemara. So we could say that there is a period here. Rabbi Yudhe Eimeir Echod Mem Chochom. Then the Gemara starts explaining the memory. It was mentioned in the memory of Rav Chiya Bar Amram that Gimul es Amatirin es Aneder Mimokim Shein Chochom. So it's like Omama. So it's a short method. So b'mokim shim chochom. In other words, Gemara is just citing the lashon of the memre of Rav Chiya Bar Amram. Not that this is the sof, the conclusion of Rav Yudah's memre. Rav Yudah's memre ends. Rav Yudah Eimeir Echod Mem Chochom. Period. Then it's a new sentence. Bimokim shin chochom, like omama. Gimu matir nesaneda mokim shin chochom. What does it mean, bimokim shin chochom? What kind of a chochom? Bimokim shin chochom, kigin ramachme. That is gomo bisom. That's the other shot. But the Ram reads the text that there is no period after echod mem chochom. But Rabbi Yudhe Eimeir echod mem chochom, mokim shin chochom. Mokim shin chochom. So b'meile, if we read the text that way, so then it follows that there are two levels in a chochom, with the higher level and the lower level. The higher level is isomuch, so he can be matter by himself, and the lower level is someone is not isomuch, but he is gomer v'isomer like Rav Nachman. So according to Rabbi Yudah, even if there is no isomuch, so then we need three, but one of the three has to be a chacham of the lower level of Gomer Visovir. But what do you want? Echad min chacham and Gomer Visovir. Mokim shein chacham and isomuch. V'chid shein isomuch lechud ishomim. V'chid shein isomuch. Oh, so then it follows that according to Rabbi Yudah. So only isomuch. But how do we know that according to Rabbanan is the same thing? The answer is, we don't find that Rabbanan and Rabbi Yudah should be chelik and daddy. They are only chelik. Whether one has to be a chacham or not even one has to be a chacham. B'chidul Rabbi Yudah boi yisomuch. B'chidul Rabbanan name, im Rabbi Yudah nishim Rabbanan, di b'hayu ekli, v'ochename mashma, v'ochename mashma lom b'seif perik na'ar amros, v'amrino miyadi arishem, tzrichi mumchi, parashis midori meim tzorich mumchi, elah afilu bez nedetis, afilu bez nedetis, v'o parashis midori mbo shamati siv, אומר רב חיסדא, ויתאים רבי יוחנן, ביוחד מומחה. ומשמע ביוחד מומחה, דאפורס נידורים דומי דה מומחה, דמעא דעד השם. מה עושה באי סומוך, או חנמי באי סומוך. אז זאת, חמים, but it's not מוכח from that Gemara, because it could be that when do we mean, ראשי אמתיס, ראשי אמתיס, לא מבין סמוכי. ראשי אמתיס means חוכמו וכזרם ממשס. But this is what Ram says. Zehu da'as Ramban zah. Now, the Ram mentions the name of the Rambam that Tzomach is required as a Yochid Mumche. But the Mukiyei said that Feinchez in Dorin, he mentions in the name of the Rambam just the reverse. All right. So there are two Mukiyei says. One Mukiyei says is like the Ram mentions in the name of the Rambam that Tzomach is required. But that's the Mukiyei says right here. But the Mukiyei says that Feinchez, he says to himself, all right. So it's another question. Anyway, there are a number of Rishayim. Whether the Ramban Shita is that Tzomach is required or not, the Arishayim who say that Tzomach is required. Alright. Then the Ramban. Aber Ramban Zalkosa, Perek Vob Melcheshwes, the Chocham Muvek, Mater Sanidori. The Roy Bayosom. Mashma, the Miforish Ramzal, the Ode Amin and Hosom, the Mokim Shin Chocham, Laughs the human in the Mills of Rabbi Yudhi. El Rabbonon Koi, the Amre Shlin Shomatir Mesaneder, the Mokim Shin Chocham. The arm of Chocham Mechudem Ad, Umadrinon, Kinom Amar, Bimokim Shein Chocham. Chocham Kiman, Kelema, Kinema, Mata Vyachidi, Vom Rab Nachman, Kinanot, Kelema, Ligomo Visovi. Am Kalich, Ligomo Visovi, Yil Lechud Eshonim. So that's the Shiles Rambam. The Tzomuch is not required. The Gemara says Roshi Amateis, but Roshi Amateis does not necessarily mean Tzomuch. It means a Chocham Mechudem. ואף על פי שניסון, וכבר כוספתי זה בפרק כאן, והוא פרחתי כמו זה בפרק נער ובסייעי נשמי, נאולס דרנסס, ושלוי שואל יקר, בשור הנדרה, כבניס ברלו ויסב וסג, כניקן לו כרבון, ולבו יש יחד מהם חוכב, ומי הוא בינון, תכניס ברלו ויסבר, וגימו לרבון לו כשניים לרב יולי, Umistabre. Yeah, so he says that the Shleisha Yeitis, the Shleisha Yeitis have to have a minimum of knowledge. In other words, they have to know enough so that when you explain to them the Dinim of Atoras Nidorin, they'll understand it. But if they are so ignorant that they couldn't even understand what it means, that the Pesach, Harote, I mean, HaToras Nidorim, Mikra Mafreya, so then they are incapable of being Matir, of being Matiranet. Umistabre, the Hode Amrin on Shreisha Matiranet Saneder, בימוקים שאין חוכם, תימשמע, פה בימוקים שיש חוכם, אין מתירי, משם כלילי של חוכם, דהיתמע, ולכתחילו הוא גלוי, אבל בדעבד, נשתר עלו. All right, now let's see what the Ram says, תף היחס. We'll there again discuss it, hopefully. It's really the more is that I'm chesom base. The run starts I'm chesom dal at the end. So the more says we had a Hashem tzrichim kinyush bez Shabbos praises in tzrichim kinyush bez. We had a Hashem tzrichim mumche. The is parshas nidorim tzrichim mumche. A few bez they did this. So the more is the kashi they. Vobitarshis Nidorim, Roshi Amatis Ksiv. So how can you say that the Yentis are capable of being Matar Neder? Omar Afrid Demitim Rav Yechanel, Biyochid Mumche. Biyochid Mumche. So only Biyochid Mumche will require Roshi Amatis. Now the Ram, and the second line from the end of the Omnit, I have some that. Vobitarshis Nidorim, ראש אמרת, כסיב אלמד יתיס הקשיר מהפורס דבורים, ביוחד מומחה, באורך כסיב ראשי אמרת יתיס, להשמינו על דהיך את האבו מומחה, ביוחד צד, וממיעוט הדהיר להיה אופינו, דהיך את האבו, אין למייד יד השם מקרוי קדש אשר תקרוי סום ממאדום so here it's superfluous, it's apparently superfluous because the Torah could have said אין לי אשר תקרוי סום ממאדום. Why did the Torah have to say מייד יד השם מקרוי קדש? So from that we deduce לאוכה ומיעוט דאילה יפי דהילכה דהבה דהילטייס משחשכה בשלישה. In other words, that מיעד יד השם is צורך מומחי. So אילה מיעד יד השם מקרוי קדש, that requires מומחי. But התורה הסנדורים does not, התורה הסנדורים does not require מומחי. ומיעוט דאילה יפי דהילכה דהבה דהילטייס משחשכה בשלישה. So in other words, so from the Eile we learn out that it doesn't require mumchi. And then from Rosh Yamates we learn out that the Yochid mumchi can do it. The Abed Yidin is chashtu mishleish. Umash memohoche, the Yochid mumchi vishor and idorim, davke somuch ki mumchi shlomad ad Hashem, ta'ani mishabah, ואין הפרי בין זה לזה, אלא שמעד עד השם צריך השליש, הם מומחים, הוא נדור עם סגל יום. So that's like the Rambam שיטה, the Rambam mentions. אבל הרמב״ם זל, כל סב בפרי קרוב מלחשבות, דכל שהוא רב מובק, מטה לחיד, ופי זה אומרו, יהוד פרחים נוחם, ובפרשס נדור עם ראש המטה סיב, ופור יחמי דאומר פרשס נדור עם נצריך המומחה, דראש המטה סלב סמוכים משמע, בכל תוכתה דיבו עם מומחין, אלוהים קורא לו, והוכה כאילו להקסיב בו ראש המטיס, פשיט אליו מומחה סומר קומה, אלא למי דאמרו נפיל גמלה דייטיס, פורך דור ראש המטיס, דוי משמע מומחין, אפילו אוכל עליו דייטיס נים. ויום הרב חיז דה ביוחד מומחה, כלי מה, הכל מכת הרמב״ם, דה זה פשע, כלי מה דיגון בו ביסום, ולדי קשי, יוכה גמלה דייטיס מנולה, ממיעוט דיילה, name a mumchin hu diloi. Because actually, if you didn't have a special miyut, we would require gimumumchin. So only because we have a special miyut, so yochei gimu adiz no le muta de le name a mumchin hu boi kmar shem avot lo te de gimira u svir e bino uch dixiv rosh amatis וחיתאי מיוחד מיוטה דאילה לא מולי, גם ראש אמרתי סתם ממש בנובעי מלכה דעשים ללסק, דימוטה דאילה יחסים מעד על השם, ומוצס מוקבס למוס הכי תשעה בקומה, אבל כאילו נמוצס מוקבס למוטה שעבר שם צורך כנש בזן, סלומאי סלוך מוטה דאילה, ומיוטה נעם משפה מקיים, משפה דרשי, סלופה של סיפורים, תחסים גם מעד על השם, שנחת ממשום על מעדיס, כנש בזן ומומחי, והקאטה נבוי בדורם תות נגיד לסבירי, וניחל דיוחס מחוס לנדור ממד לשם לא מנו אלא ודאי כאן כיוון דאסמכינו רחמוני גורלון דמיות דאילה הנדור נמיקו ולמי אידו לבוי מומחי מראש המחיס נפקה אלא ודאי משהי מחוס למשמע דלמין דנדור נמוס והוח מדרש אלה דהיינו מיידס אפילו כשאין גימו צריך מומחי נדו דהיינו סמוכי אבל נדורי כל שאין גימו, אין צריך עם מומחי לדעו, דהיינו ראש המטיס, לגמירה הסבירה, אלא בחד מנהיה סר, כן נראה. ומה יסרה ילך סבורה? דוי בעיה סמוך. מלזדק כלי רב ורב חנני ליחיד, ורב רב סמוך. I mean, that is strange. Where does the Gemara say that רב was not a סמוך? The Gemara only says that שמואל והחינוי was not a סמוך. But the Gemara doesn't say that רב was not a סמוך. ואם יהיו לא יהיה, דבירושלמי משמע שנותו רישוס מן הנוסי. So the pshat in the run is probably that in other words, so since he's not רישוס מן הנוסי, so he means because what is smicha? Smicha is also called nitilas rishus. And there was a special takone that Bezdin shouldn't be masmich without the consent of the nosi. So that means that Rav was a son. The Gassir and Hosson, Ma'u Vimli Saskenim Lidvorim Yechidim, Nishmeinim in Adon. Rav there should be a certain correction here. Rav Mimane. Rav Manisei Rebbe. Rav Manisei Rebbe. That's the Lashon of Yerushalmi. Rav Manisei Rebbe. Lehatel Idorim V'liris Ksam. So Rebbe was Mimani. He gave him Rishus. That means he was Masmer. He was Masmer. To be Matan Idorim and to seek some. Mandi Domach. When Rabbi Yudah Anosi died, was lived there. So boy gabi pray mumi prayers. So Rav wanted to get rishus from the son of Rabbi Yudah Anosi, from Ram Gamliel, Bnei Shor Rabbi Yudah Anosi, that he should be able to pass mumi prayers. Omar in the meisim lochal mashinos lochal. So he refused. Omar Rabbi Yisi Babun, so Rabbi Yisi Babun says no, not as the Yerushalmi said before, that Rabbi HaKodesh gave him only the shoes to be Matam Dorman to seek something. No, Rabbi, it was more general. Rabbi HaKodesh Kule Yoyevle Lo Di Yechidi Vili Ritzksomim Mulatam Dorim. So that was, but he gave him the shoes to pass him everything. And Lot Yechidi, everything. But he accepted, he excluded one thing from Rav's authority, and that is to pass him on Mumim Biseisa. Because the Amumim Shabigolo and the Amumim Shabiseisa. So that he didn't give him the shoes. Mandi Domach. When Rabbi HaKodesh died, so they wanted from Ram Gamliel Mumim Shebiseiser. Omalei Nimeis V'Hamash Nasrcha. Atkan. Alma Rav Rishus Eshokal. So in other words, so what did it mean Rishus Eshokal? So Rishus Eshokal means Smich. Im Shimoche Ike Lemeima Daru Mizdaki Kichi. Umiu. So in other words, so there is no Rai. So there is no raya that somuch is not required from the fact that Rav was nizdak yechidi to be matan idorim, because we could say on the basis of that Yerushalme that Rav was a somuch. Rav is a so we can say that somuch is required, but umi loiteime da'adarabe hay Yerushalme. The say if remuchach the son of Benon, the loy lomoli the rav minkat reshuse. So in other words, so now you can argue the other way, that tzomuch is required. You see, he mentioned there are some who say that tzomuch is not required because we see that rav was matan yechidi nidorim. So he says no, rav was a son. So memele and he took reshuse. Now, and Heta Nidorim is one of the items in regard to which Rabbi HaKodesh gave him rishus. So maybe you could deduce, on the contrary, that Smicha is required, Somoch is required. Because if Somoch is not required, why did he have to ask Rabbi HaKodesh he should give him rishus to Heta Nidorim? Even without Smicha. Without rishus from Rabbi Yudah Anosi, so he could be matan idorim. So he says no. The loy kashi, you cannot bring a raya lehefer that somuch is required, because we could say that somuch is not required. So in Ochaname, Rav would have been able to be matan idorim even if he didn't get rishus from Yudah Anosi. But why did he ask rishus from Rabbi Yudah Anosi to be matan idorim? The Mishmoch and Akte, Kerichan Levishor and Nitre, Beduchte Dikach Shimene, Vilab Mishusel Yoyle Talmud, Mishan Nitre Basan Rab, because Lechatchile, So one is not allowed to be Matan Nidorim in the Mokim of his Rebbe. So Rav wanted to be in a position to be Matan Nidorim even became Rabbi. So because of that, he has Treshus. Umiu, Uvda Achrini Ike Birushalme, the Mashma Minaye Bulbayisom, the Gorasos, Omar Kamei, the Rabbi Yisi, Ravune Shorinidra. The Yerushalmi says, Ravune was Mater Nidorim. Rav Zira Boye Kam Rabbeisi. Ravune, Rosh HaMatei, Sector on the Parashim Dorim, it's mentioned, Rosh HaMatei is Ravune, and Rosh HaMatei is Bitmio. Omar Leivei, less Ravune, man ilu Rosh HaMatei. The Ravune Rosh, the Rosh HaMatei. If Ravune is not the Rosh HaMatei, who is the Rosh HaMatei? Who is the Rosh HaMatei? So, Alme Ravune Afal Pishol Yisomuch have a shore Nidre Miyochet. Now Ravune was not Yisomuch because Ravune was in Bovel, he couldn't have been Yisomuch, and he smiche mechutz loretz. He smiche mechutz loretz. So, Vichitei Merishuse, Svichitei Merishuse, no kat Merish Goluse. And if you are going to say, now this is very strange, this Ran. Rishuse no kat Merish Goluse. So in other words, so the Ran is trying to prove now from another Yerushalmi that the Tzomuch is not required for a Yochid to be Matan Dor. Because the Yerushalmi says in so many words that Ravune was able to be Matan Dor Mechid. And Ravune was in Babel, he was not the Tzomuch. So he says, and if you are going to say, no, it's not right, maybe Tzomuch is required. But the reason is why Ravune was able to be Matan Dorim is because he took the shoes from the Rishus. Now, so Bishlein is now, this is very strange. So he refused that. V'chitayim Rishus eno katnu Rish Galuse, Yoche Maiko mitam Rav Zire Ravune, Rosh HaMatis bitmiyo, V'Rabi Yisi name lo on ladu Ravune Rish Rosh HaMatis, typically we look at Rishus, al memashu, the need or inakte, mishin Rav Nuve Kaavi, Shor B'yochit. So he says, so he refutes that Raya. But the question is, what kind of a svor is it? V'chitein Rishus eno kat Rishus. In other words, the Ran tried to point out that Tzomuch is not required. Tzomuch is not required. Because the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, that Ravune could be Matan Nidorim, but Ravune was not the Tzomuch. And if you are going to say, no, maybe Tzomuch is required, but the reason is why Yerushalmi says Ravune could Matan Nidorim, because Ravune had the Rishus, from whom did he have the Rishus? From the Rish Galuse. Now the question is, if Tzomuch is required, so how could the Rish Galuse give him Rishus? Tzomuch, in order to become a Tzomuch, so who has to give Rishus? Another Tzomuch. The Rish Galuse himself wasn't a Tzomuch. So the Rishus from the Rish Galuse has great significance in regard to Dayan Shetor. So in order to be Poter, so then there is a difference. So if he had Rishus, so then he doesn't have to pay. If the Dayan made a mistake in his judgment. And if he didn't have Rishus, he has to pay. So Rishus from whom? So there are two who can give Rishus. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, Enosi, the Nosi of the Sanhedrin, the Eretz Yisrael, and the Rish Galuse in Bor. So the Rishus of the Nosi is only effective, Ligabe, any din that it takes place in the Eretz Yisrael. But it's not effective, Ligabe, din that takes place in Din Torah, that takes place in Chutz Lovitz, in Bor. Mashenkin, the Rishus of the Rish Galuse is more effective than the Rishus of the Nosi. So there is not a question of Tzomuch. There it's Aloche without Rishus, without authority. So in other words, if a Dayan makes a mistake in his judgment, so if he wasn't authorized to be Dayan, so Mimele he has to pay, he's chayav. But if he was given Rishus, so then he's potter. So the Rish Galuse has the authority to give authority to others to be done. Because the Rish Galuse became Elohim in him. So he's like Zion to Rehir, he's the representative of the Tzibur. But here, the Ran is discussing the question as well. HaTorah Nidor requires somuch of Yochid, Mumche, requires somuch or not. So he mentions Zeraye, that he doesn't require somuch. Because Rav Yoshaume says Ravune was the somuch, and he could be Mati Yochidi. So then he says, no. V'chiteinu rishuse no katmir rish gomuse. But manevsher, if somuch is required, so rishuse from the rish gomuse could not be a substitute for smiche, because smiche has to be given by someone who is the somuch himself, and the rish gomuse in chutz la'aretz, who is not the somuch himself. V'chiteinu rishuse no katmir rish gomuse. Yochem ha'ikitam ha'reb zeire. Ravune rosh yamatis bitnio. V'chab yisi namo lom la'adui ravune rosh rosh mataratis. Tein people in Nokim Meshuse, Alme Mashma, the neighbor in Akte Mishum, the neighbor in Akte Mishum, the Rav Muvek, Havishol Miyot. So in other words, so he mentions that Raya from the Yerushalme, that Somuch is not required. Why? Because Rav did not get Rishus from the Rishulutse. But if Rav, and Ravune did not get Rishus from the Rish Gruse. But if Ravune had received Rishus from the Rish Gruse, then there wouldn't be a riot that Somuch is not required. Then we could say, Somuch is required, but Rishus from the Rish Gruse is just as good. Now the question arises, how could Rishus from the Rish Gruse be just as good? I mean, it's common gemores that you cannot be damned in the Knossos of Chutz La'aretz in the time of Chazal when they had the Rish Gruse. Why? Because it's Smicha b'Chutz La'aretz. So, but if the Rishus of the Rish Gruse is the equivalent of Smire, so then why couldn't we down the Knossos in Bovel? So we see from this Ran, we see a very big Chiddush, that even according to the Shiti, that Torah Nidorim B'Yochid requires Somuch. But there is a fundamental distinction between the requirement of somuch ligabi din knosses and the requirement of somuch ligabi atoras nidorim. Knosses require smuchim because the etzem din of knosses requires smuchim, like the din of malchus. Now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so malchus requires from Gimel Sanhedrin. The Rabbanon of Rabbi Shmuel say no, it doesn't require chov gimel. But it requires Gimel Smuchim. So the din of Malchus requires Smuchim. Knosses also. The din of Knosses requires Smuchim. So naturally, if the din Knosses, the din Malchus requires Smuchim, so the Rish Gruse's Rishus couldn't be effective, couldn't be a substitute. Because in order to get Smiche, so Masmich has to be Smuchim. And the Rish Gruse in Chutz La'aretz, he was not a Somuch, so he couldn't be Masmich anybody else. But, so HaTorah Nidorim, certainly it's not that the HaTorah Nidorim requires Smuchim. For Raya Gimel Yetis can also be Matanedah. So it's not something that HaTorah Nidorim requires Smuchim. So even the Rishenim, this appears from the Ram, that even the Rishenim world, like the Ramban, that HaTorah Nidorim requires, if it's biyochid, it requires somuch. It's not that the din of HaTorah Nidorim requires smuchim, just as the din Knosses requires smuchim, just as the din Malchus requires smuchim. It's a halacha that one who is not a somuch has no rishus to be matar Nidorim. He has no rishus to be matar Nidorim. In other words, now if we say that Yochid Mumche means Somuch. Why do we say that? So the Ran said, because Rosh Yamatis means Somuch. So in other words, so this Akosuf is implicit in the expression in the Torah of Rosh Yamatis. So that expression implies not that HaTorah Nidorim, the Indian of HaTorah Nidorim, the Heft of HaTorah Nidorim requires Smuchim. So, if it would require smuchim, so Gimel Yetis wouldn't be able to do it. No, it's exasakosuv, that one other than Rosh Yamatis is not allowed to be Matanidorim. He has no rishus, that's the gzeras hakosuf. He has no rishus to be matan nidorim. So it's not that the heftze of atores nidorim requires mochim, but that any gavre other than Rosh Amateis has no authority, is not authorized to be matan nidorim. Not that the heftze of atores nidorim requires mochim, just as malchus, as the heftze of Malkis, the heftze of Knosses requires smuchim. No, here the heftze of Hatoras Nidorim doesn't require smuchim. Gimel Hedyetis can also do that. But Gimel Hedyetis have the right, have issues to do it, but a single person, not Gimel, does not have the shoes to do it. So the Mele, since it's an union of the shoes, not that the heftze of Hatoras Nidorim requires smuchim, so the Rish Galuse who became Lochim in Endim, and the Rish Galuse became Lochim in Endim, so he can give Rishus. Mashenkin, Ligabit Noses, or Malkes, there it's not a meaning of not having Rishus. There it's because the Hefze of Malkes, the Hefze of Knosses requires Smuchim. So of course the Rish Galuse cannot make him into a Musmech. He himself is not a Musmech. So you see, where is the Ram? Here the Chof Gimel says it with Pshites that like the Rambam, that Yochid Mumche has to be Samuch. Here, he also says it, and then he mentions Raya's this way and that way, and then towards the end, he mentions a Raya from the Yerushalmi, from which it appears that Samuch is not required. And according to Ran, even without Rishus from the Rish Galusi. So a Yochid, the Chocham Muvek, I mean according to Ran here. Oh. Klima, Rav Muvek. וכבר כוספתי מזה בפרק כמה מוכרותי ובפרק דל נדור וקושי, אם לא יבואי מומחה אלא כל מביסו והיא היכה, הווה ספיר ולבזירה דרבונה למוצא שור ונתרה ביוחד ונראה, דחים דרוש המטיס כסיב משמע דאפורס נדורי נמסרו ואיסה מובוקים שבדהיר והווה ספיר ולבזירה דרבונה בדורי לב ברוכה ולפיך אחרות ואבי סבירו לרב זירה, תרבונה בידורי, לב ברוכה. לב ברוכה. ולפי חוכני אימיה, דלמן די סבירה ליסון הנוארד. So now the run comes to the conclusion that Tzomuch is not required. Not as the run said, that from Gimu, that Tzomuch is required. But then he has the kashi, so how could Rav Zeire even have a salted aitoch? That Ravune could not be matan nidorim if Samuch is not required. I mean, he certainly had no doubts as to the greatness of Ravune. So he says the reason is why Rav Zeire had a salted aitoch that Ravune couldn't be matan yechidi nidorim yechidi because Rosh Amatis means the gdil ador, the greatest. And he thought that Ravune was not the Gdil Ador. So the other Amoraim told him that Ravune reached the Rosh Amatis. Ravune is the Gdil Ador. Alright. Ulfichach Hanehmer, Dilman Disvira Leidolvin on Somov, Kol Shul Rav Muvek Bideirei Mate Yechid. You see, I mean that there it's Eivila Berafia Biyade in the Ram. He daf from Gimel, so he says in Bipshites, that Samuch is required. Here, at first he says yes, and then he says from Yerushalmi, it's a Raya that Samuch is not required. And then he mentions the possible way of refuting that Raya by saying that Ravune took issues from the Rish Galuse. But then he says it's not that this rebuttal is not sound. So it seems that the Ran holds here the Maskone that Somuch is not required, but still we see that he is not 100% sure, because he says, "Ufir chaneim adu man disvir alavin and Somuch kol shu rav muvek bideirei matayichi." Why isn't he so sure? But he mentioned there is a raya from Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi about Ravune. The answer is because we still could say that Ravune took rishus from the Rishus. All right. So he's not sure now. So ufir chaneim adu man disvir alavin and Somuch kol shu rav muvek bideirei matayichi. So the greatest chochet, because Lador, in that door, in a particular door, can be matter yechid. V'utzchach de lichtiv ze, ibn ishoinisim shekosa, ta'afil miman disvir alei. Dil leboi yesomuch, bizman hazek lekim mumche dichozel oche. Tvei v'raim leo shalme, ta'av mitamem mikore, afil bravune. So the reason she te, and this is the way we pass that even according to the Rishayin, we say like the Shita Zaram, that a yochid not is on can be mati on the door, but Bizman HaZeh we don't have that level of greatness. And the Raya is because Rav Zeir had his Alkadaitoch that even Ravune was not capable of being Mati Yechidi. I mean, the Chachom today, so on a much lower level than Ravune, certainly couldn't be Mati. It seems to be a very good Raya, but Ran is Chilkaret. Deir Raya na Yerushalme da mitam mikor afil Ravune, velo in nira nike, Elohim lo ipo yesomuch. Again, he expresses it in the form of Yisofik. So it's in the law of Rafi, that child, as to whether Somuch is required. But he says, Elohim liboy yisomuch, kol heichet digomo visofo, vihave mihoshi hamatis, lifundo visach. What do you mean? Gomo visofo means that he knows and he understands. He knows and understands what? Just one Indian? Hatoras and Dorim? No, it means he knows and understands kolatere kule. So why does he say vihave mihoshi hamatis? Lifum dore sag. So he puts in the expression lifum dore according to the dore. Yiftar b'derek yishmur b'derek. In other words, why does he mention lifum dore? Because the Ram doesn't mean chas v'sholem to say that in our dore. I mean even the Ram's dore. In the Ram's dore. So the achachonim who are greater than Rabbanim. I mean that. That is inconceivable. But apparently, according to the Ran, there are two scales. There is an absolute scale and there is a relative scale. So in order to be ready, to capable of being Mater Nidorim Yechidi, so there is one absolute scale. What's the absolute scale? The absolute criterion is Gomo Visovo. And Gomo Visovo, Gomo Visovo means Gomo Visovo and Kolateri Kule. And then there is a relative scale that he has to be the God of Ador. Suppose there are many Chachom who are Gomo Visovo and Kolateri Kule. But some are greater, some are not so great. So who is capable of being Matri Dorim? Only the one who is the God of Ador. That's why he says, we have a Rosh Hamatis with Ndogisaki. So that answers the Raya, I mean that rebuts the Raya from the Yerushalmi. Because it's not that the Ran holds that the Chachomim today are greater than Ravune. No. So vis-a-vis Ravune, so Rav Zeire thought that he wasn't a good Lador because there were so many Gdeli Yisrael, Chachmi Yisrael at that time, that Rav Zeir held that Ravune was not a Golador. So he was told, no, Reish L'Rosh HaMatei, see me in that door. Mashainkin today, true, no one today is as great as Ravune, but we don't have such great Chachomim as Ravune had contemporaries. So Mumele, one who is the Golador, and he's going to be sober. So he said, now, but then Atarishani, So the Ranshita is, the Ranshita is that you don't have, that you don't, that you don't, that even Bizman Hazeh, so even Bizman Hazeh, so there can be a Yochid that is Matan Nidorim. Now let's see how the Shulchan Aruch passes. סימריש חופכי סימאו מי שלא בא בנסחרית יש תקונה ובחרותי ואף הוא לא בא בלכי נסחויר כיצד יעשה ילך יצל חוכם מומחה דיקום ופסום ואם יוחי מומחה ילך יצל שלישי דיידס והוא דגמיר עלו הוא סביר So what it means, so they explain the taz and the shach. So you see, the expression is a difficult expression because he said, Chochem Mumche Yochid is going to be sober. Then he says, if there is no Yochid Mumche, you should go to Shlisha Deites, Vuli Gmir Le Yisvira. So then, Vuli Gmir Le Yisvira, why do we need three? So obviously, the Gmir Le Yisvira of the three is not the same as the Goma Vesoga of the Yochid. So the Taz and the Shach explain it. In other words, the Yochid, so he means to be Goma Vesoga, that he on his own without anybody telling him, so he's gone on Kolatire and he's sold on Kolatire. But Shlish HaDeitis with Gmir Le Yisvira, even if they don't know, but if when you tell them, they understand, so they can be Matinu. V'gam Yedin Liftach Le Yisvira, V'yatir. Then the Mechava says, V'yoyidne Mumche She'yoyu Lahateru. So the Mechava doesn't pass it right now. And he says, And this is very interesting because the Mechaber is one of the Mismochim whom Mari Birav was Masi. So Chachomim and the Mechaber was one of the Mismochim. Now, the Radvaz was also Chelik, the Radvaz did not participate in the discussion because he lived in Mitzrayim. But the Radvaz and the Chubes, he expressed his disapproval of Chidush HaSmicha. And he said, because the Rambam says that you can be Masbich Lidvorim Yechidim Uvilvad Shiyirou Lehiris B'chol HaTirei Kule Umtsubkani Yeish B'dei Ro'oni Azeh מישהו ראו להם יש בכל התרקול מישהו ראו להם יש בכל התרקול so that means that the מחבר since he did accept he didn't refuse to be נשמח I mean Rabbeinu Levi Bechorov was also offered to become a סמוך by Mari Berav and he refused because he held that it couldn't be done and the מחבר did not refuse to accept סמיכה from the Mari Berav, so that means that he held that the Mechaber himself considered himself as Rov Lehir as Bechol HaTerei Kulei. So why does he say, V'yidnei Mumche She'yirou Lehater B'yochid? So that sounds strange. That sounds strange. But anyway, so the Mechaber doesn't pass like that. The Mechaber doesn't pass by now. And he agrees with other Rishenim that even according to Rishenim, the Mechaber doesn't pass by the Ramban that Somuch is required. Somuch is not required, but he says, Hoidne, we don't have it. Hoidne, we don't have it. Now, so we see, now we have to understand what are the different Gdorot. He says that Lifun Dor is sad, but there is an absolute scale too. So if Ndore is expressive, is descriptive of the relative scale. In other words, the Godador. All right, so today we also have the Godador. I mean, the one who is the greatest. God. But besides the relative scale, there is also an absolute scale. What's the absolute scale? Gomo Visoro. And what does Gomo Visoro mean? Gomo Visoro means Gomo Visoro and Kolatere Kule. Gomu Bisabakate Kule. So why do the other Rishonim who say that Bizman Hazeh we don't have it, what is it? So there is a machlekes in Mitzias as to whether today Bizman Hazeh, and that machlekes did not have reference, you know, to our Zman Hazeh, but it had reference to the Ran Zman Hazeh. So it was on a higher level. So what is the machlekes, the Rishonim? Pirush HaMishnei of the Rambam in Treves, Pirik Revi, and the Mishnei Dachoftes. So he says, so there he talks about Nisinas Rishus. So he says, V'nishar olinu livoreir, miu hanis Rishus. There it's a question of Rishus. Rishus ligabi Dain Shetor. So there's a difference between the Dain Shetor and the Head Rishus. And the dying Shetor and did not have Rishus. V'nishar olinu livoreir. Mi anis Rishus? Umi rol losis Rishus? Shen yoyolenu. Ve'imeir. Sh'anis Rishus hu Rish Golus. Rish Golusi. Ha'mimune biboro. V'inzorich li yischoch. So Rish Golusi doesn't even have to be a Talmud Chochem. But he gives Rishus because we give Melochem in him. V'rish Yishive. There's a nosi, mimune be'art Yisrael. Avol rohu she'i godl b'chochma satir o'meinit, ad shal yimtzu godl mimenu b'shimponim be'art Yisrael, b'zman she'memane nisi. To be nisman as the nosi of Sanhedrin. V'im adayin hazeh, nokat rishus merish yishive be'art Yisrael, eisi o rishus meir le'art Yisrael b'uvad, v'im imeir b'chutz l'oret. V'im nokat rishus perish gomus perish hagelo, הרי הוא המייל בכל מוקים בארץ ישראל ובחוץ לארץ לפי שדיני של משגולוס על כל ישראל כדיני של מלכוס שהיא בגמלוק מבינים שהיא נסת ומחכס הרי כל רחמון השבט ויום מוזל ויוס השבט מיהודי לראש קודש של בובר של נסקול בשבט חוסרים הכי נתמתיק בייס על התיר את ג'ינו נוכי שישים לחוך מוסי אלו לחוסי וממן נעשי בעסקום הסן שמקים מבלבד אבל ראש אישים מאס ארץ ישראל הם חכמים, שנאמר ומחיקקים בן רגו. אבל מיש שמנאצי נעשי, והתאים נעשינו לישוס מבו. אלו נחוסי, וממנו נעשי בעסקום הסן שמקים מבובד. אבל נשיב את ארץ ישראל הם חכמים, שנאמר ומחיקקים בן רגו. אבל מיש שמנאצי נעשי, So, in other words, the Rambam discusses two things. First of all, the one who gives the shoes, who is the Baruchet to give the shoes, and then he discusses the question, who is the Baruchet to become the shoes? Not everyone can be the recipient of the shoes. So as far as the donor of the shoes is concerned, so that too. A nosi and a rishus, but then who is the bahoche to be mikabel rishus? Avo yish shenasin imtze v'hakei meisim rishus mibovel in Eretz Yisrael umeilei rishus hu yish mitalmidei chachomim hamposomim b'chochmas hatorah k'mo sheyizboyer b'gmorei heretz v'yivoyer mishutev b'chol hagmorei v'yesh lekeah b'misechta min hamisechta ושישיה לנעשי שיבו ואיסי מסכתי, ומי שיבולה או קרואו, הרי זה רואו לנעשי ואירי, ונעשי לרשוס בודה, וכשנעשי לרשוס, הרי הוא נעשי לרשוס. זאת אומרת, so there are two types of people who are capable of receiving rishus. One is That's a lower level. There is a lower level and there is a higher level. So the lower level is a person who has a yedia mishetepes in Shabbos. This is what he says. V'moyo mishutet v'chol ha'gmor. He has yedia mishetepes means that he has the general yedia in Shabbos. V'yeish le'ikiyah b'misechte min ha'misechtes. But v'sheshiyah l'neisei shiva b'yitzi misechte u'meishim l'ekro. Ha'izoro l'neisei b'yirei. V'neitzinu l'neshius b'zeh. וכשנעיסים לרישוס, הרמית לרישוס. אם הוא יוגודל בחוכמו, עד שמי שיבקורו, כששיעה לנעיסים, בכל הגמורה, הרי זה רואו למנעיסי רשי שיבו. והנה רשי שיבו, שיעשה ישיבה בכל מוקים, שיהיה ויתון ומלמד ושיפי, ואם הוא יו, מי שנעיסים לרישוס, שיהיה רשי שיבו ורשגולוס, הרי הם שיפית ומלמד בכל הארץ. ואם הוא יו, מי שנעיסים לרישוס וישיב אז בית משל ארץ ישראל, הרי זה דון ומאבי בכל מוקים בארץ ישראל, ויודין דינקנוסיס, ואפילו בחוץ לארץ, כמו שביאמנו בצורס הלדה. All right. So he has two types. One is who has the idea of Mishitefetz in Shas. But it does not mean that whenever you ask him in any year in Shas, he'll be able to pass me on the spot. It might be that to pass in certain shilas, it will take him days until he'll pass. As long as he has the idea of Mishitefetz in Shas, so he can be becoming the shoes to be done by Yireh. To be done by Yireh. But then, there is another matrike, a higher level. So in other words, so it seems, now the Rambam, in the Hilchas Talmud Torah, so certain things, in regard to certain things, he says, he uses the expression, someone have the Rambam. Now the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah has two expressions. One expression is Talmid Chacham, and the other expression is Harav Amuvik. Harav Amuvik. So the Rambam says, in Pirkei Milches, so in Pirkei Milches Nidorim, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, he doesn't even discuss the din of Talmid Chacham. Where does he begin to discuss the mitzvah of kibud talmid chochem in Pirkei Avot? So in Pirkei Avot, Baruch Aleph, he says, kol talmid chochem mitzvah hadrei, v'yach ol pi she'in rabbi, she'nema m'tnisei v'tokum v'adart apnei zokin, zokin zeh she'kon l'chochem. But in Pirkei, he discusses the mitzvah of kveid rabbi. Kveid rabbi, meiro rabbi. He doesn't discuss the mitzvah of talmid, of kibud talmid chacham. That he starts discussing in Pirkei Avot. Still, the Rambam in Pirkei Halacha Yudalei, he says, Horav Amuvik, Sherotzo Limchil al Kvedi, Bichol Hadvorim Oele, Oy Beechot Mehen, Chol Talmido, Oy Leechot Mehen, Hor Rishuz Biyode, Viach Al Pi Shemochal, Chaye Vatalmid Lahadrei Vafilu Bishor Shemochal. Now, the Gemore in Gurkami, in Psochi, he says, עד שבו רב עקיבא ולימי, עשה השם לא לקח אותי או לרבי סתלמיד החכם. So Rashi and Tisves says, what does it mean? תלמיד החכם הוא not every תלמיד חכם, but only רבי or חכם מופק. So in other words, so we see that there is a תלמיד חכם and there is a higher level, חכם מופק. And here the Rambam says, הרב המובק. So what does it mean, Arava Mubek? He doesn't say Talmud Chochem. And he says, but in Perik Perik Vov, so he says Kol Talmid Chochem Mitzvah Lahadre. Then when the Rambam says Kol Talmid Chochem, so he says as follows. In Perik Vov Baruch HaOlam, he says Kol Talmid Chochem Mitzvah Lahadre. Vav Pishin Rabbi Shem Pnisim Etof Medat Nizok 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 עד שיעבר מפלגת פונו. עד שיעבר מפלגת פונו. All right. So then he says, and then he says, תלמיד החכמים, נערוך יהוד, he says, תלמיד החכמים, תלמיד החכמים, in the meeting about masses in Kolako, between the Chvira, Shalmidine, and Chayitzbe. So he uses the expression, Talmid Chachomim. There, in other places, the Rambam uses the expression, not Talmid Chochem, but Chochem. So apparently, there are two letters now. So it seems, and then Teitzves and Rashi, and they say, Esa Hashem Lekachtiro, Rabbi Talmid Chachomim, it doesn't apply to every Talmid Chochem. But to Rabbi, to his Rebbe, to one's Rebbe, or to a Chochem Muflek. So it means Chochem Muflek even if he's not Israel. So what is a Chochem Muflek? So apparently, that's the criterion whereby we determine as to whether one is called only Talmud Chochem, or he's called a Rav, and he's called the Chochem Muflek. In other words, there are two levels of Talmud Chochem. One is a person who has a Yediyah Mishtevus Kshas. And then the other one is who can answer a shaila in all the inyanei atir. So when it seems that bizman hazeh we don't have the higher level of chochem, that one who can answer any shaila in any inyan, that we don't have bizman hazeh. But those who have a yediyah mishtevus in shas, that we have bizman hazeh. Certainly in the time of the Ram we had that. So the machlekes between the Ram and the other Rishenim, whether according to the Rishenim that Tzomuch is not required, as to whether Bizman Hazeh there is a Yochid Mumche who can be Matan Nidorim, so the Ram says yes, and the other Rishenim say no. So it's not a machlekes in Mitzies. In other words, בזמן הזה we don't have someone who is such a book in כל התארי כולה that every shaila that he says in any year not here he'll be able to answer. That we don't have such a chochem, such a level. But someone who has yediyah mishtevus in shas, that we have בזמן הזה. So in other words, so the Ranshit, so the Rishenim who say בזמן הזה, there is no yochid mumche, they hold that Roshi Amati is Chochem Mubek means that he has to be, that's the higher level of a Chochem. In other words, one who is not only one who has a Yidin in Shas, but he's Bokim Mamesh in Kol HaTerei Kuleh, that he can pass in Shaile in any Yidin in Yoni HaTerei. In any Yidin in Yoni HaTerei. So they say, Bizman say, we don't have such a person. But the Ranshit is, no. We don't require a Chochem Muflek to that extent. But anyone who has a Yidin in Shas, anyone who has a Yidin in Shas and knows Hilchas Nidorim thoroughly, so melee he can be Yochid Mumche, provided he is the God Lador. Now God Lador, that's a relative thing. So melee, so Rav Zeire held that Ravune was not the great, was not the God Lador, because Lifun Dorei, there were so many Chachmei Yisrael, but Bizman Hazeh, anyone, even though he had a much lower level than Ravune, but if Lifun Dorei is the God Lador, if Lifun Dorei is the God Lador, so maybe he can be Mati on the door with him. Blessed be Yaki Kei Meir, Aparetel Haderes Chaveirei, Sheyeich Letzlei, he wants him to eat, so, and he takes an ed there, Gimalei, kol mele shani osid lidei huboteh, uglubachi izoche b'shasaneda. So, the Pashtus HaLoshon indicates that the time of the neder he makes the tnai. So the Gemara asks the kasha v'chivim di oma kol neder shami osid lidayi botol lo yishom alei. So what kind of izirus will it be? V'liyotze ba'ade. So the Gemara says chasur emechsa lo rakotom. Horeitzi sheichles v'chaveire v'sarev v'imadire v'lezeruzin. V'horeitzi של יזכאי מונידור אוף כל השונו, יאם יורש השונו ואם הקונר השונו סדלידה היא בוטל ובלבד שהיא זוכר בשת הנדר. נעו לצדרה, אף הרי אצל הדרס חברי, שאיסי הכל נחוסר בל חברי מנעיך לימי, יאם הקונר השונו סדלידה, מפורש בגמור. כי מדום הכל נדע, לישום עלי ולא עושה לגבי למיכל בעדי, לפי שכבר ידע המזומן. She need a cholol because the mizumen hears that the madi is stipulating that the neder should be bottled, so he knows that that this neder is just a joke. So why should he be induced to eat with it? She need a cholol she kvo bottle hamizami uvidin udav motli shnuye dioma mada b'chashoy. As far as this kashi is concerned. So because the mizumen will know that the matter is not serious, so the Gemara could say that the Mishnah is reference to the case where he said it silently, so that the mizumen doesn't hear it. Kishliyish ma'amuda el dakata liasl mastisin shapia dichim dikton afareitze mashma donamim mishnira zeruz muta viloy mishim tnai sheisno. Because if it says af. Because the previous Mishnah mentioned Alochem Nidah Zeruzin, where the whole Neder was done because of Zeruz. And that's the reason why it's ineffective. Now, so it's ineffective because he stipulated, not because it was Nidah Zeruzin. V'loi Mishnah Zeruzin came by Av, V'loi Dibichai Gav Laskinon, Heich Etoni Ruvachi Yizokhir, Pshiteshu Zokhir. Shari Mishnah Neder Umas. Oh, so the Gemara says, Chas Hochekton. Horeitze Sheikh Chavir Etzle, Nidre Zeruzime, Vafileine Echelime, Lui Chayel Nidre, Shalui Mishavin Elo Lizruzi, Vahaine Diktone Af. So this is Nidre Zeruzi. Then, so two separate halachas that the Mishnah mentions. One din that the Mishnah mentioned is another example of Nidah Zeruzin. So the previous Mishnah mentioned one example of Nidah Zeruzin, that is Mecher Lekeach, when they are bargaining as to the price. And now this Mishnah mentions another example of Nidah Zeruzin, where he's doing it in order to induce the Mizumen to eat. That's one din. Then the second din has nothing to do with Nidah Zeruzin. That if a person wants that the Nidorim should be bottle mevutl, so he can say, he can make a declaration, on Rosh Hashanah, kol neder shani osid lideya, yehei bottle. V'oreitze, shliskab nidorov, klima hashkato nedine d'achine. V'oreitze, shliskab nidorov, yamen Rosh Hashanah v'yema. Oh, so the uvilvachi yizochem. So in other words, so the Mishnah implies that when is a declaration effective to annul all the Nidorim during the year, only if at the time of the Neder he remembers of the Tnai. He remembers the Tnai. So the Gemara Sekashe, Yizoche, Akhalit Noye, Vikaimel Nidre. In other words, so he made a declaration on Rosh Hashanah, he made a declaration that all the Nidorim he'll be making in the course of the year should be bottle mevutl. And then, after Rosh Hashanah, he makes a certain neder. And with a time when he makes the neder, he's fully aware of the fact that he made such a stipulation. So why does he make the neder? The answer is, the obvious answer is, that he's annulling his declaration. So of what effect should a declaration be? Inasmuch as with full knowledge of the declaration, So he makes the neder, so that means he's mivatel the declaration. He's mivatel the beetle. So mivatel the neder should be kayam. Izocher atzol itnoye vikayam nidrei. Omer Abaye toni will vatchelo yehe izocher b'shas neder. So Abaye says that we have to be geiris. Not uvilvatche izocher b'shas neder, but uvilvat but if he remembers at the time of the neder, he remembers the declaration, so that means that his intention is to be mivatil the declaration. So the mevatil the neder is kaya. Now let's see the rat. He zocher b'shal neder rak leitnoi v'kaim leinidrei. Shein loike lomo unei derachsho v'lidome lemaidam rinu leil loishom alei v'leose ba'dei. The alma in noy bottle shirchunei deya al das v'sheino hu eise. So the Ran says we have a stire between this gemore and the gemore just before. Now the gemore just before is kol neder shani osid lideya yei bottle v'chim doma kol neder shani osid lideya yei bottle l'ishom alei v'liose ba'dei. So this gemore says in effect that if someone makes a neder, and at the time of the neder, he stipulates that the neder should be bottle, so the neder is bottle. So the declaration that nay is effective, not the neder. Now, in this case, he certainly remembers it's at the same time that he makes the neder, he couples it with the declaration that the neder should be bottle. So in such a case, the Gemara is implying here that the neder is bottle. Declaration is effective. Here the Gemara is saying that if he is ocheya, so he, as long as he remembers the declaration and still he makes a neder, so the declaration is bottle. But and the neder is kind. So it's a stira between the Gemara here and the Gemara here. So he says, the Ran says, V'lidomeli maidam v'nali l'shom alim l'osu ba'dei. Dalmit nai botol sh'chonei daldas v'sheinu eise. The Hosom, so the Ran gives two terutz. The Hosom, haine taime, l'fishom aratnai b'shas aneder. V'chiv v'sheim, b'feirush aldas noyu neidei, yef shalim adakr litnoy, avol kan. Shatnai v'aneder inim boim kachas. That's the first thing. So the Ran says, it all depends. If the Tnai, the previous Gemara, so the Tnai and the Neder, the Tnai, the declaration of being Mevatel the Neder, and the Neder itself took place at the same time. So there we cannot say, he is Mevatel, the Tnai. So if he's Mevatel the Tnai, so why does he have to make it nay and then be mevatel that nay? Let him not make that nay. Mashi came this gemara, the second piece of gemara. So, as reference to the case where the declaration was made a Rosh Hashanah, and then days later he makes an edah and he remembers. So then we can say, true, at Rosh Hashanah his intention was not that he shouldn't have nidorim. But now, when it's several days later, he changed his mind. And he wants to have nidorim. Because if he doesn't want to have the neder, why is he making the neder? That's a very simple teretz. Then, a second teretz. Ve'oit, dibi ishleim alika lemeima, sh'af al pi sh'yodeya, sh'im binidrim hamesh, who need a lizar is his chavere. Avol kan, shem nidri atzme, ilav de akrelit noye, lomo hu neide. So he says, that in the previous gemore, so he makes the neder lizar is his chavere. Ruvein wants Shimon to eat, and he makes the neder, and then, he makes a declaration that the neder should be bottle. So here we don't say the fact that he made a neder indicates that he's chayzer from the declaration. No. He's not chayzer from the declaration. Why did he make an eder? In order to mizare shimen, that he should eat with him. Mashenke, the second piece of Gemara. So there, the purpose was not to be mizaris anyone. So they always say, inasmuch as he made an eder, remembering that night, so that's a raya that he was mivatel that night. He was mivatel that night. Vizebo. Then he says, Vishaloiki divra rajbaza. But the Rashba is chayek. So in other words, the Ram Shite is that in accordance with the Pashtus Haloshon of our Gemara, when the Gemara says Yizocher Akal Itnoi V'Kaim Lo Nidrei, that if somebody makes a tnai, whereby a declaration, whereby he's mevatel all the future nidorim, and then later on, in the course of the year, he takes an eder and he remembers the tnai. So the Ram Shite is that the fact that he took an eder while remembering the tnai, that in itself constitutes a revocation of the tnai. So the Meir Eder is Kayim, the Rashba is Chayim. The Rashba Shite is that inasmuch as he made an explicit declaration on Rosh Hashanah that all the nidorim should be bottled, so mele no neder is chal, no neder is chal, unless there will be an explicit bitul of the tnai. You see, according to the Ram, so it's not necessary that there should be an explicit bitul of the tnai. As explicit bitul of the tnai, in as much as there is an indication that at the time of the neder, he didn't want the tnai to be effective. How do we have such an indication? Because if he did intend the tnai to be effective, then he wouldn't take the neder. I mean, so why should he waste his time and his talk? So the melee the tnai is bottled. According to the Rashba, it's not. We don't have to say that the machleke between the Ram and the Rashba is a machleke sinumdene. The fact that he took the neder, remembering the tnai, indicates, is an indication that his intention was to be mevatel the tnai. Is the Ram Han holds that there is an indication that was the umdene, and the Rashba holds no. It's not mistaber that there is a machlekes between the Rashba and the Ram in regard to the umdene of the person. So just as the Ram says that where he takes an eder remembering the tnai, so that's a raya that his intention was that the tnai should not apply, so the Rashba is made to that. But the Rashba holds, in as much as there was an explicit declaration that the neder should be bottled, that the nidorim should be bottled, so mele the nidorim are bottled until there is an explicit nullification of the tnai. But just because we have rayas that in his heart he intended that the tnai shouldn't apply, that's not enough. So the Rashba Shite is, v'shaloi kidiva Rashba, shekosa, so the question is, so why does the Gemara say, izocher akra litnoi v'kaim lenidrei? So according to the Rashba, when the Gemara says, Akra litnoi, the Gemara's kashi is as follows. Here the Mishnah gives us an eitze. Horeitze, sheyiu nidri, sheliskanu nidorov kol ha-shono. Yavu rosh ha-shono. So that's an eitze that applies to everybody. Talmud Chochem, Am Horetz, the most ignorant person. So it applies to everybody. So the Gemara asks the kashi, how can the Mishnah mention this as an eitze to everybody that it should apply even to Am Horetz? But vis-a-vis an amoretz, we should be cheshesh. Maybe there was an explicit nullification of the tnai. Inasmuch as he made the neder now, and this is inconsistent with his declaration. Because after all, he remembers his declaration and still he makes a neder. So that is inconsistent to his declaration. So Yachishish, maybe he spelled it out verbally. He spelled it out that he nullifies his declaration. But if it will be Bo, that he didn't verbalize a nullification of the declaration, then the declaration will be effective in spite of the fact that there is a Yechoche, that in his heart he wanted the Neder to be kind. Oh. ושלויקין ורעש וזל שיקוס ודוד אמרין הכל מתנורי כאן נדורי דווקא במהורץ ומשמוך חשו שבעל מהוד אחד שינורי שמו ביטלי לתנאי והזקיקו להימקי ושמקש להוד אמרין הליל בסומוך לישום עלי ואין צריך לכך וחמי שקוסם נאו אומר רוב אומר so Abaye says that we have to be here as in the Mishnah will watch a little is Ocha Mishnah Sanedah רובי אומר, לילום כדאמרין המי קורא. אוכל מה יסקינון, כי אין של היסנו ברישה שונו, ולא יודע במה היסנו, והשתי קונות. So we can leave the text of the Mishnah intact. In other words, הוא בלבד שיהי זוכר בשסנדע. But you ask, if he זוכר, so ממילא, that is, according to the Ransfia, so that in itself is in the nullification of the declaration, or according to Rashi Shat, so that should give rise to Yechshoshe. Maybe he verbalized a nullification of the declaration before. So the Pshat is Kenshis no Barisha Shonu Lo Yodav Ameisno V'Hash Tikonoda Izoch Abishas Aneder V'Yomal Dasa Rishin Ani Neideya Nidrilez B'Mamoshe לא יאמר על דעס ושאין על נדר, אקרית נויי ויקיים לנדרי. That the Mishnah discusses a case where he made a declaration in regard to a certain nedar. Not that he made a declaration in regard to all nidorim, but in regard to certain nidorim, in regard to nidorim as to assuring of pasos, to assuring of yayin, whatever. In other words, the declaration was made in respect to a limited field of Nidorim, not all Nidorim. And then he took a certain Neder, he asked pass, and he doesn't know whether he made a declaration in respect to a Neder in regard to pass or not. So then, if he says al das mishena neideya, so nidiles b'mash amosh lo yom al das mishena neideya akalit noy v'kaim l'nidrei. Now let's see. Ravune b'achine ne'esov al midah shebipirke. Amali rove tane komaskel nistume kidei shel yinagu kalisrish ben dorim v'adar shtes lebipirke. Now let's see the Ram. Rov amar ken shnisto b'gish hashon al yadam ayisto. Rov el yos la'afnuga alei d'abaye. Now, so this is the Ranshite. But Tesfes mentions that there is a machleke between the Ri and Rav Netan. So, according to the Ri, Rove is chelik an Abai. In other words, whereas Abai says, uvilvad shelo yizocher b'shasanedea. So if someone does not remember the Tnai, so then the Tnai is effective, the Neder is bottle, so that's a baye. Shite Rovi is chilek, according to the Ri. But the Ram and Rav Netam, they say they're not chilek. The Trove agrees with Abaye. Rovom, yeah. Rovi lo osu lafugale da baye. The meide u de cholshin is echad noi klau bishas nidra ne da bottle. Elo du nichle shabut shalishin mas nisen. Now, if he agrees with Abaye, so why does he apply the Mishnah in a different way? The answer is, because according to Abaye, we have to be mishabish the Mishnah. We have to change the girsay. So, and Rove explains the Mishnah so that you won't have to be mishabish the Mishnah. Umshimoche komad leil, umshi zoche kutone. Vargotone, oritil vatl nidr, yam virash ashono v'yeimar, uvichai gavni ketrei dine. Diye nizoche tnui klau bishas nidrei, hari anedabot, that's in line with Abaye's terrors. אבל אם זה יחד קצת נויי, אבל לא לגמרי, כי אין שישנו, אבל יש לנו יודם מה ישנו. כלומר שישת, אל דבר מיוחד ונזכר עם הפסוי על יאי, וחי יצא בן. אבל זה יחד, הוא שישת, וחי גם נויי, היא אומר דעס ושאין, אני איסי, כלומר שאם התחילו איס נאיסי, אני רואה זה שיבטל גם עכשיו אני רואה יצא, שיבטל ונזכר כך, שאל דבר זה שנותר עכשיו איסנו, ותחילו ותל נתראי, איז לא איז בממוש, so if if he says al das geschina nese so so the neder is is but lo yom al das geschina nese but lit noy we kam ni tre de khiv sho ye zokh bisan ne shisno lo yo de maisto in dai to is kein neue loyale leader stam ke ir de lekre o mas is nit no vachi zokh ye och getone o vil vachi at nay zokh be fi bishasane de So this is the Ranshite, and this is Rav Netamshite. But the Rishite is, the Trove is Chelik Anabaye. And Trove holds that in the case where a person made an Rosh Hashanah declaration that the Nidorim should be bottled, and then after Rosh Hashanah he took a neder, forgetting that Nai, so then the neder is Kaya. According to the Ari. Now, then there is a big chiddush in the Rosh here. The Rosh says, now the Ran shite is, and Teisa shite is, that not only in the case of So then, if he says al das v'sheino eise, so the neder is bottle. But even if he remembers that night completely, he remembers that night completely. But at the time of the neder, he says al das v'sheino eise, and Rosh Hashanah he made a declaration that kol nidorim she'odah yiptelim uvetolim, and then. Several weeks later, after Rosh Hashanah, he makes a certain neder, and he remembers that he made it nigh on Rosh Hashanah, that all the nidorim should be bottled, but at the time when he makes the neder, he says, Al das reshin ani ise. So according to Teisves, then the neder is bottled. When do we say that if Zocher akhli tnoi, vikaimel nidrei, if he doesn't say, Al das reshin ani ise, but if He says al das v'sheino he says so even though he's zocher so the neder is bot. The rosh says that if he's zocher of the tnai at the time of the neder, so then the neder is effective even though he says al das v'sheino is. And why he says because tam nidorim lahachna. He doesn't use the expression explicitly stamid on lachmia, but the Roshan is the Roshan of the Rosh. Now let's see the Rosh. Alright. Let's see the whole Rosh. Nidri Zeruzin have. Dloite me mechomem cham mikra nidri Zeruzin shikada hatagrog in Linder. I will be dovam wet, because they should the Mazmus Havir in the Linder, Kedalizare is, Viamim Rishashono. דובו מיסוי אמנו כתחילס השונו ועדים וכל אי שירצה ולכל זמן שיקבע you see the Rosh says that he doesn't mean דווקא Rosh Hashanah. I mean it's mistabo like that, why Rosh Hashanah? I mean Rosh Hashanah, so it's usual for a person to make such declarations on Rosh Hashanah, but from the Loshon of Teisves it's mashma that Rosh Hashanah means דווקא Rosh Hashanah. Dafke Rosh Hashanah. And as a matter of fact, and the Teisves even explains why, how is it that we say Kol Nidrei Yom Kippur, but the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah. So in one Lashon, Teisves says that there is a Pasuk in Yecheskel Mem that Yom Kippur is also called Rosh Hashanah. So we see from that Teisves that there is a special takone. I mean, that's very strange. In other words, that there is a special takone. It's not just a nitzativin. and it's a teiva that the Mishnah mentions. But it's takonis chachomim that on Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the year. So a person should make such a declaration. Should make such a declaration. Because if it is not a takone, just the Gemara mentions a din, an eitze. I mean that this is effective. So what kind of a kasha is it? We don't do it on Rosh Hashanah. We do it on Kippur. What difference does it make? So, as the Rosh says, it's lav davke, he says. Choli sheyirtze, uchol ma sheyirtze. But Teisves says, no, the reason as to why it's all right to do it on Kippur is because in Kippur is also Rosh Hashanah. But in other words, but on Sukkot you couldn't do it. Why couldn't you do it on Sukkot? I mean, it will be just as effective any day of the year. Apparently, Teisves holds that there was a takonis chachomim. In order, you know, to solve the problems that Jews might have with Nidorim, so there is a takone that he should do it on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur is also Rosh Hashanah. All right, but that's not so important. Atril itnoi, v'kayim le'nidre, sh'imei midai de'sh'imidre, kayim lomo enedea, toni will vachar le'izochez aneda. וכינו שנזוכר לתנועי, נמצא תנועי קיים ונדרי בוטו. רוב אומר לילום תלמון מקורא. רוב איסלי שפיר, הרדה הבאיה, דין זוכר לתנועי בשסנדה, שתנועי קיים ונדרי בוטו. דילי כתאים אלי פלוגי בהור, אלו שנדחק חוב אלי קיים לא שנה משנה. כי גן שהיסנו ראש השונו, שמקסס נדורים שידו בשעשונו פטלי. והוא יודע מה היסנו על איזה נדר, היסנו לבד לך, לסבוס או שיש יין, מדבורים של מנוחה ואירי, ומדבורים של עצמי. וכנו עוד אבו מלדס ראשי הנסי, שאם יהיה זוכר מה שיסנו איסי אליך אחר התנאי, ושוב נזכה של דבר זה, יסנה, הוא נדרי לזה בממושי. ורקום ממש ישראל ועד שהיא זוכר, פרש כששוכח מצס נוי, עושה שיעס כתנוי בפניו, בפיו היא מלדה אסרי שאין הנעשה, דמלוי כאינוי שזוכר לתנוי, פעטל לתנוי וכאן הוא נדרי, אבל אם הוא זוכר הקל, אפילו מלדה אסרי שאין הנעשה, so in other words, the ראש is חלק הנדרן and untasteless, אבל אם הוא זוכר הקל, אפילו מלדה אסרי שאין הנעשה, battle it noy we came in itre ki dvor of seis rim ze ze di mo yoret le kaim es noy lo mo in ide il ka has mir mit dog mach mir va amrin on she nitre u ike u ma she im rod as ge shein an ise dvor of tail him avo ki sho zo kho mik za se sho shni dal das ge shein no she mo im tsho is na da ze u ma snis ni rove ho khe mi for she ho ge it she sho is kam dor shkola shom im ve shom im kol ni dom shot ve shom zu ye tail him בין שישקת נאי לגמרי, בין שישך מצוסי, ובלבד שיהיה זוכר, ליסלי ודאי תורי שאינו. So, I mean, both, דרן and תסווס, אחרת. דרן and תסווס, אחרת. In other words, because תסווס says, in so many words, that in the case, in other words, תסווס says the קשה, why does רובה apply it to a case where he's where is lo yoda ba meisno? Why doesn't Rove apply it to the case where yoda ba meisno and zocher? But he says al das reshino eise. So Teisa says in such a case it's a double portion. I mean, so it's obvious, it is self evident. So Teisa shite is that if he zocher the tnai and still he says al das reshino eise, so then the neder is bottled because he says al das reshino eise. And the Ran shit is also like that, because when the Ran is the kashe, when the Ran is the kashe as to the stire, the previous between the previous gemara and this gemara, so the teretz is the also by a time of shomer at night bishas aneder vichim sheim vifirush al das noyo in aneder yef shalim ad akhlit noyo avol kan shat nay va neder in boim kachas shaykh le meim akre shaykh le makre so he says because it's not boim kachas, but if he says al das vishino he says, so it's like kachas, in other words. So but teisa shit, the roshit is that only if he's lo yoda ba meisno, but if he's yoda ba meisno, even though he says al das reshino eise, even though he says al das reshino eise, so the neder is kaya, And he uses the Loshen, Hilkach Azlinon, Kidvor of Seisrim Zeze, Dimoretel Kaim Noil Omo Enedea, Hilkach Azlinon Midorim Lahachmi. So, it could be explained in two ways. It could be explained on the basis of the halacha of Stam Nidorim Lahachmi, even though the Rosh doesn't say here Stam Nidorim Lahachmi. The Loshen is Hilkach Azlinon Bindorim Lahachmi. But it could mean the same halacha of Stam Nidorim Lahachmi. Now, when he learned the sugi of Stam Nidorim Lahachmi, so he saw that many Rishayim say that it has reference to the case where he says that he made an eder al das mashmoyes haloshen, and the loshen has two meanings. So then, since it has two meanings, so mele it's lachme. And it was I mentioned at that time that it's a din sofik. That it's a din sofik. In other words, if a person takes an eder and that expression has two meanings, and he says, I was neder al das mashmoyes haloshen, to whatever, I didn't have anything specific in mind, but whatever the loshen connotes. So, and the loshen has a double connotation, one a kule connotation and one a chumre connotation. So mainly it's a din sofik. It's a din sofik. So that could be the pshat here on the Rosh too. In other words, if he says, first he makes a declaration that all the nidorim should be bought, and then he makes an eder that whereby he asks the pass. And at the time when he says he asks the pass, he says al das reshenu eise. So then there is a stire in his loshen. First of all, he says he asks the pass, or he asks the yayin, and then he says al das reshenu eise. He doesn't ask the pass. Al das reshenu means that it should that the neder should be bottled. So in other words, so with that loshen, there is a stira. So if there is a stira, so just as in the case of Stam Nidorim Lahachmi, where a certain expression has a chumra expression and a kula expression, and he is mischav mashmoyes haloshen. So since it partakes of two antithetical aspects, so mimele, it's a din sofik, so here too it's a din sofik. Din sofik. That could be one pshat in the Rosh. The other pshat in the Rosh could be that here it's not a din sofik. Here it's vadai. In other words, if suppose a person will use such a word that implies an eder and doesn't imply an eder. So mimele, so we say, true, there is a loshen that negates. That loshen negates neder, but that loshen implies neder as well. So mimele, it is a neder. It is a neder. It's more mistaber that the Rosh means the same din as Stam Nidorim Lahachmi, and just as over there in Stam Nidorim Lahachmi, it's a din sofik because he was mischavim mashmoyes haloshen. So here too, it's a din sofik. Here too, it's a din sofik. All right. Now the question is, according to the Rosh, so the Rosh will be contrary to the first piece of Gemara, when the Gemara says, V'chim de'oma kol neda shani osid lideya, yei botol, yilu yishomalei. So the Ram is the kashe as to the apparent stira between this Gemara and the second Gemara. And the second Gemara. So the Ram gives the teretz because But according to the Rosh, even if it's bebasachas, when he makes the neder, he says, Al das Rishenu Eise. So even in such a case, the neder is kaya. Even in such a case, the neder is kaya. So how will he... So then this Gemara is contrary to the Rosh. So we have to say that the Rosh will accept the second teretz of the Ram. Now the Ram gives two terutzi. So then, voy, the bishlem, the second teretz of the Ram is the bishlem alili kilemeima shafal pishiyatei Hashem inilim mamish unilizaris chaveri avukam shinilatzmi lav daklit noye lomo unoda. So in other words, so the Rosh will have to accept the second teretz of the Ram, because the Rosh cannot accept the first teretz of the Ram. Because according to the first teretz of the Ram, if it's at the same time, so then the neder is bottled. And the Rosh says the neder is kayem, even though it's at the same time, even though at the time of the neder he says, al das v'sheino eise. So why does the Gemara say, l'shomalei, that there the neder is bottled? The answer is because over there, he does it for the purpose of being mizaris. He's inviting someone to eat with him. So that's why it's the neder is bottled, because the whole purpose of the neder was to be mizaris. Mashein came where the purpose of the neder is not to be mizaris. So even though he says al das rishenu eise, but we say nidorim is lach. So the Rosh will have to accept the second teretz of the Ram. All right, now uvinyan aloche the Ram kaim elon kirovi. Hil kan aktin lo chol shiis ne mitchilo kol neder uvishas nitri shochach noi nili bot. Avul histal dobo miyuch uvishas nitri zeyecha shiisno. Avul yedei almayim.